coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your butt-loving couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 4th, 2013.
And this is episode 97.
Woo, 97. That's the year I graduated high school. Woo.
Just a piece of heaven with some butts.
With some butts.
Oh, yeah.
We love butts. Butts are freaking awesome.
I love big butts and I cannot lie.
I love a lot of butts and I cannot lie. 97 is awesome. All right, so.
But,
Yes.
During the video,
yes.
If everybody could see, like, if I had a full camera,
yes.
You would have saw me doing my, raise my hands in the air, then the behind my butt.
Oh, like doing the butt?
Yeah.
Doing the butt. Sexing. Hey, if you haven't ever heard of it, go to YouTube, type in doing the butt.
And it's school days.
School days. So, yeah, we saw a lot of butts, and I'm sure you're wondering what the heck we're talking about.
Oh yeah, man, we spent
seven butts. We saw it's very very specific.
It was seven butts.
My really really wonderful friend from college named Kendra, she married an Englishman named Tony, mm-hmm. and his name happens to be Tony Butt.
Yep.
So therefore, she became Kendra Butt.
Yep.
And all of her children also became butts as well.
Yeah. So
seven. In all.
Yep. So the Valentines invaded the butts over the weekend.
Sounds so bad. So yeah, we went up to Indianapolis, spent Friday evening and most of the day on Saturday.
Right.
They're just awesome. They're really laid back.
Oh yeah. With five kids, I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot. There's always something going on.
And not just five kids under the age of like nine. Which right. is crazy.
And I have to commend both, you know, Tony and Kendra for doing a great job.
Yeah. You know, they're doing an amazing job because I would have gone crazy a long time ago.
Well-mannered.
Oh, yes.
And just really laid back. You know, and I think when you get to that third child, you kind of just learn to not take stuff so serious.
Yeah, like, hey, hey. Floor is dirty, it doesn't matter.
Right. And I just love the fact, and she's probably going to kill me for saying this if she listens.
Yeah.
That, you know, was it the couch or the chair that had like all the laundry on it?
The chair. It was great.
And, you know, and it's like, hey, and my thing was if Renee and I'm going to let everyone know, if you ever invite us over to your house, we're not coming to visit your clean house. We're coming to visit you.
This is right. Know,
we're not going to come in and be like, oh my God, this is just horrible stuff.
I mean, if you have black mold growing on the walls and, you know, and it's like hoarders, that might be cause of concern. But I mean, if you got stuff on the floor and you haven't vacuumed and you haven't cleaned the table, so what?
Right, right. So just know you don't have to do anything special for us. I mean, just. Toilets clean.
Yes.
We're good.
I had to have clean toilets.
Yeah,
that's
we don't.
One thing I
we don't want
require.
Any no streakers in the toilet.
Gross.
You know. But no. So it was a great time. We ate at a pizza joint called Hot Box Pizza.
Hot Box Pizza.
Well, we didn't eat there. It was brought.
Right.
And that was the first time that we had Hot Box Pizza, and I think it's a local thing in Indiana.
It might be. I've never heard of it. But the different thing is they put ricotta cheese on their pizzas.
Yes.
Which is interesting, and it works well. Not all of them.
It was on the Aloha pizza that you had.
Is that the only pizza it was on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I've never, ever, ever had Hawaiian pizza with ricotta before.
It's an Indiana thing. It is an Indiana thing.
Oh.
And there's one hot box in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Which is so weird.
Right. So weird. It's amazing.
It's really, really good.
And I love the names of their crust. the names of their crust is like, you know, old school, you know, crust.
Hippie
crust, which is your wheat. You know, your healthy crust. And then you got your skinny crust. You know,
I had mine on skinny crust.
Yeah, and it was.
Oh, and they have good cheese dipping for their breadsticks.
Oh my gosh, their breadsticks were
amazing. Sisters would hate the cheese dip, but it was so good.
It was amazing.
It was great. And I had promised Kendra that I would do something with her Saturday morning. I promised.
And what'd you go do?
Kendra is a Zumba instructor, so guess who went to go Zumbaing?
Renee did some Zumba. She broke it down and went to some Zumba.
I have to say, Kendra is a slave driver. She's a very heavy-handed taskmaster. She yells often at you,
right,
to stop being lazy and to move and to come on, lift them up higher.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't go because she would have been all over my ass.
At first, I started out good with little stretches,
right,
and a couple of the moves.
That's how it goes.
About 10 minutes in, I was like, I'm going to die. Because she has a reputation for being a little harder than everybody else. And she wasn't lying. And it wasn't so much, not only was I tired, the steps are super fast.
Right.
So I found myself not getting my feet to where they were supposed to be in time.
Mm-mm.
But I didn't quit.
That's good.
So she was really proud of me for not quitting, especially since I have not breathe that hard during exercise in a long time.
Right, so, right. Which is good.
It was fun though. So thanks, Kendra, for the experience.
And then before that, you actually did some more extracurricular activities.
Before Zumba?
Yeah. Didn't you go ice skating?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant earlier in the weekend.
No, well, early in the week.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I went ice skating. My sister happened to have a Groupon. And they needed 4 people, and they found me to go with them. And I just had to have a disclaimer. I have not ice skated since my freshman year in college. Mm-hmm. It was, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. Even more. Like 15 years ago was the last time I ice skated. So I said, okay, I'm going to get out there and try.
Right.
So when I first got out on the ice, at first I thought I was going to die. Let me just say that. I thought I was going to fall on my face. I was holding on to the side like a kid.
I know. I saw the video. And I was hoping that you would come back with all 10 of your fingers.
Oh, yeah. Because Jay's thing is he's afraid that he's going to fall. And it's not the falling he's worried about. It's him falling and people running over his fingers with the blades of his ice skates.
Right, so I'm like, if I fall, I think somebody's going to be like right behind me, and then my hands are going to hit the ice, I'm going to try to get down, and somebody's going to be like, just come right over my fingers, and all of a sudden, babe, I won't have any,
you'll be able to game with me anymore.
I know, and I can't have that happen. I mean, it's just too much.
Yeah,
because
the most important thing about fingers is gaming.
Right, and there are other great things about fingers. And the other thing that it can happen is if I fall and I try to catch myself, I can break my wrist.
This is true.
You know, it's just so many things.
So I got better eventually as I went around a few times. I was never more than like 5 feet from the wall, though. I cut over sometimes. I was doing okay. So I got out there and my skates weren't super tight.
Right.
And my knees were wobbly. But I skated well. I didn't fall once. It was great. But then I was like, okay, I need to go fix these skates before I break an ankle because they were so wobbly. So I went, tightened up my skates, went out on the ice. I promptly fell within 5 minutes twice.
Mm.
So I can either skate well and have wobbly ankles or skate horribly and have stable ankles. So I decided, from now on, ice skating is not for me. Not only did I fall, I got the nastiest blister on my lower leg.
Right, right.
Thank goodness it's not on my foot. And then I almost got one on my other foot, actually, in the back.
I feel bad for you.
If you want to do stuff with the Valentines, I wouldn't suggest ice skating because I'd just be sitting there watching everyone.
Oh, yeah. And just in case you didn't know, we are in the
The weekend wrap up.
It's your fault. You didn't play it.
Hey, we just jumped right into it, you know, just like we did back in the day.
That has never stopped you from playing it late.
I know.
Just talking it over people.
Wicked weekend wrap up.
So, yeah. So, and of course, we played a lot of Borderlands 2.
Yep.
I don't know how much. Oh, so we beat Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2.
And we beat DLC.
We beat DLC.
For the badass creator of badassitude.
Badass creator of badassitude. You know what? I should do it.
You should do what?
Badass creator of badassitude.
Yeah, because that's exactly what it sounds like. So now we're in the pirate, the something pirate.
Scarlet's Booty. Captain Scarlet's Booty.
Scarlet's Booty DLC.
Yeah,
and we're a little OP for it, but it's still fun.
Yeah, it's still fun and everything.
So
and
we'll probably finish up that and the other DLC
this week if we play.
Yeah.
So, that and then also yesterday we were in Indianapolis, and while we were there we got a text from Renee's mom saying, hey, we want to Skype with everybody, you know, because they're out traveling and whatnot, and
always traveling.
And you know, Miss Crocker likes to get all her girls together.
Yes.
She likes to
they're ready to be together.
She likes to show that power that she can make the kids all come together at once.
Mama text them, we all answer.
Yep,
yes, ma'am.
We all answer, because I know she's going to kill me for saying
that. That's okay.
You know, I love you, Miss Crocker. I love you, Mom.
She loves you.
So she's not wanting to get everybody together. So it all started out with Skype. You know what I'm saying? Because she was wanting to do video as well. But you can't do Skype video unless you pay for Skype.
And we told her this.
We told her
but
that.
But I don't think she wants to
a year ago.
It. Yes.
A year ago.
We said this.
Now, this is doing video in a group call, not person to person. So we're on a call, got everybody on Skype, and it was getting kind of crazy and whatnot. And, you know, and she was like.
It was nuts.
And then she was like, well, when we get off of this call, I'm going to call each and every one of you because I want to see you.
I was like, really, Mom? You're going to go through and call all
and
four of us?
Like, everybody was like, what?
What are you talking about? I was like, I'm done.
And was like, okay, we need to get Google Hangouts working now.
Like right now.
So that everybody can see everybody and be happy.
So we had to. So everybody had to either download the app or get it going. We got Mom going in record time. I was proud of us.
Right.
Because it's not tough, but it's a little tougher.
And I just want to let the family know.
Yeah.
The technical support you saw that Renee and I were giving Mom last night.
Yes.
Is the typical support that we end up doing. So we have that. A lot of the time.
So Daniel, Kim, and Deidre, you all don't get that technical thing that we have to do. So that's our contribution to the Crocker House.
So
technology.
Oh, but yeah. All in all, man, it was pretty funny.
Yeah. We all were on Hangouts, and we were all talking at the same time. Like
just
we
like
do it.
Always
home.
Do.
And,
except
yeah.
Deidre had a bunch of feedback.
Next time, Deidre, you're going to have headphones because we are not dealing with that again.
So it was fun. You know, it comes down to it, I mean, it's about the memories. You know
it
what I'm
is
saying?
About the memories.
So, I mean, memories were made. Everybody has a Google Plus account. Now we can
finally
do Hangouts.
And I had to write down my mom's password because she can't remember.
That's
it,
not so. Secure for you right now.
It is
down.
Not. But what do you want to do, Jay? What do you want to do?
Put in your one password.
I plan on it.
Okay, then. And since we're talking about one password, let's go ahead and jump right into a little bit of
technology.
That was a better segue than Jason does, so I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So, Renee threw in a last minute one here.
I did.
About the iWatch. The iWatch.
It's rumored.
The iWatch is rumored. And anyway.
Okay, so the rumor is that Apple is maybe unveiling a watch later this year. Of course, people have nicknamed it iWatch, but it might be called something else. But I don't know what it could do. I mean, I guess it would be like a little mini nano, maybe.
Right.
It could be like a mini shuffle or something like that.
Right, right.
And but I don't know what else it like you would want in a watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting here. I'm kind of going through it real quick. The popularity of cell phones eliminate the need for wearing a wear watch, but some believe that they are coming back thanks to... So they're thinking more health with this iWatch.
Now, see, that I could get behind.
Like with a Nike Fuel Band. So okay. They're going to...
I could get behind it. Because I haven't worn a watch in months and months and months.
Right. Probably years. And you asked one for Christmas.
I did. And I thought I was going to wear it, but I'm not.
You did. So I think they're going to be... So Apple could potentially be coming out with something like a Nike Fuel Band.
Right. And the rumor is
with the iWatch.
And the rumor is that they're going to run a full version of iOS, not just the Nano stuff, like full iOS.
Well,
which
I
is,
mean, they can do it. I mean,
no, they can do anything.
Right. When you look at it and stuff like that, I mean, you can kind of see, what they can do and whatnot.
Yes, so. Danielle, like Inspector Gadget. All I need is some shoes with springs on them, and it'll be all good.
Okay, if you were Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
Inspector Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you only could have one of his gadgets,
right,
which gadget would it be? Ah. I'm asking you two, chat room. I'm going to take some of your answers while Renee's thinking because she doesn't know. And if you're too young to know who Inspector Gadget,
Google it or something.
I'm sorry.
Ask your dad
you.
Or your mom or your uncles and aunts.
Right. So.
I think I would want the, can I have two?
What did I just say?
I want two.
Okay, Renee, you can have two.
So I would want the helicopter hat.
Uh-huh.
Because flying is freaking awesome.
Right.
And I want the hands coming out of the hat because you get two extra hands.
I would enjoy that. Okay, so I'm with you. The first thing that came to my mind is the copter hat.
That would be so cool.
Because, hey, I can just fly over traffic.
This is true.
You know? And then Danielle and Dana D in the chat room said they want so we have Dana D, right. Will J. Will, and Malinor wants the finger phone.
Okay, so just, yeah.
Yep, Malinor wants
so
the finger
two,
phone. But
Dana
D and
Will
J. And Will J. Will. Wants the copter hat as well.
Because it's the best thing.
Yeah, it's the best thing. But then I didn't think, but Matt Helm, he said the car.
The car can do a lot of good stuff.
You know, so.
You are correct.
He almost wins because it's like the cat, the car is like.
The car flies.
The car is like a bunch of gadgets in one.
And the car goes under the water.
It does.
And Malinor said the finger phone.
Yes, the finger phone. I forgot about the finger phone.
I did. It was great. Da, 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 Inspector Gadget. Yeah, so. Da, 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 da. So speaking of the people in the chat room, let's say hi to everyone. Jay.
Hey, everybody.
We have Malinor, Dana D, Matt Helm, Rusting Willpower, Star Mode 6, Will J. Will, and Kim was in here earlier. Kim Molly.
Yep, she may have had to pop out.
She may have had to pop out, but she was in here. It was good to see her.
It was.
So, hi, everybody. Welcome to
the Valentine Cast. Yeah. So, that was a nice segue. That was pretty good about Inspector Gadget.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Thank you, Danielle.
And
we
definitely
have to give her credit.
Thank you, Danielle. That was great. And that just bumps us right into a little bit of media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
So,
and we have coolest Vidman too.
I was about to say that. I was like, we have a latecomer who just came in under the wire. Hi, coolest Vidman.
Hey.
So, okay, we really were good with the movies by chance
right. This
week. I promise we were good.
We were going to watch it.
Going to watch it. Our last pick was Half Nelson.
Right.
And when we went to our queue, it was not there.
It wasn't there. And so I went. So, you know, last week I was all distraught about Netflix changing my queue.
Right.
To where it's not numbered anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the crap is going on? Why isn't my movie up here? Oh, you know what?
What?
I couldn't move it up.
Why?
Because I can't move it up in my list.
Why?
We still had it.
Did we really?
It.
We searched for it though, right?
Oh, we did. We did search for it. So I couldn't find Half Nelson.
So is it there now?
No. What number was it? 88?
122.
Or 122?
Yes.
So, Half Nelson was gone. Okay, so we did try.
So we didn't just give up and watch one of our shows. No.
Right.
We decided we'll watch a replacement movie.
Right.
And we chose the movie Unicorn City. And when I first saw this on the queue, I was like, ooh, unicorns. Yay.
Right.
But Jay informed me that it is not about unicorns.
Right. So I was listening to Geek Food, a Frog Pants podcast, mm-hmm. With Scott's wife, Kim, and Sarah. Well, not Scott's wife, Kim, and sister-in-law, Sarah.
He does not have two eyes. Just putting it out there.
And Kim was talking about they do like movies on Sunday and stuff, and they watched Unicorn City, and it was said it was a movie that was around LARPing and stuff like that, and they said it was filmed in Utah, and it was a Utah, and the folks that were there were from Utah as well, and they actually met one of the characters, Clancy, I think is his name.
Yeah, it was Clancy.
Clancy. And the Trader Joe's in
which is so weird.
In Salt Lake.
Place. So basically, the premise of the movie is there's a group of people who play a Dungeons and Dragons like game. I don't think they ever called it Dungeons and Dragons.
Right, right.
It's a Dungeons and Dragons like game. And
the Dungeon Master.
The Dungeon Master is all evilly.
Right, right.
He's the evil person.
So it's kind of like, think of, I'm not a community person.
Yes.
Okay. Think of the Dungeon and Dragon episode mm-hmm. of Community, because I did watch that one, where that Steve Martin, what's his name? The old white guy.
I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, yes.
Boom! Chevy Chase, he was being mean to everyone. They try to keep him out. So the Dungeon Master is Chevy Chase's.
Yes.
As far as if you watch Community.
And so this one guy wants to build a gamer's
utopia.
And it's called right. Unicorn City. So he right. has trials and tribulations. And
so he's like,
it was some funny stuff.
Yeah, he wants to take the game to the next level. You know, instead of sitting around a table using our imagination, let's get into action. And
so, some parts were so funny because I love that they were so serious about stuff. Even though it didn't look like a real monster, they were right. into it. They were like, ugh. So we watched Unicorn City. Take that.
Yep.
We did our movie by chance.
We did.
Stand in.
To kind of give you an update, you can go keep rolling and counting. To give you an update from Netflix. So basically, Netflix is changing the way they do their web interface. It hasn't rolled out to everyone. I'm happen to be one of the lucky ones. And reason I'm lucky is because I get the list that doesn't have numbers. So I actually have to go through and count the freaking movies to find out which one we have.
So Jay is doing a lot of sacrificing.
No, it's more aggravating. And I mean, I appreciate everyone understanding, and I know I'm gonna get joked for counting. I'm looking at you, Malinor, because you joked me.
Well I haven't told you what I rolled yet, so how are you counting?
Well, no, he's gonna joke me for counting to six,
because
last year I was going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Just don't count out loud.
Well,
out loud.
I was angry.
Kendra's in the house.
What?
We just talked about you earlier, Kendra.
What?
Butt lady.
Hey, Kendra.
Is in the house. We are the butt loving couple.
Yep.
Kendra, because you weren't here to hear it, but awesome.
All right. So what number do we have?
We have number 102 is our number. What is? See, it didn't used to be so.
See, that's what I'm saying. So that's three.
Maybe they'll go back
to doing.
So that's three.
That's 30. That's 60.
Math with the Valentines.
90. That's 100. You said 102.
Yes, 102.
Huh? Better Off Ted. Oh, wait a minute. That's a TV show.
Why do we have a TV show all the way down there?
Because I can't reorder this thing.
Okay, well, find the next movie.
Okay.
We can do it.
See, this the thing is by
just
okay.
Just find the next
Superman,
movie.
Shazam, The Return of Black Adam.
What?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Two powerful heroes, Superman and Captain Marvel, team up to battle villain Black Adam while coping with the ethics of utilizing their superpowers.
That sounds like a movie we can watch. It's called what now? Superman Shazam?
Superman / Shazam.
And it had more title to it?
Yeah.
No.
See, I don't even...
Okay,
this is just irritating because...
Oh, my goodness.
Because here's the thing. Will, J. Will. Here's the thing why it irritates me. It's because I had them in order. I had all the shows up top, right?
Yeah.
And now it's sorted by date added to list.
Welcome to our new segment, J Rants.
You just don't understand how much that.
I know. And have you told them you don't like it?
Yes, I've told them.
Oh, well, maybe I'll tell them too. That way, maybe they'll listen.
I'm just like, give me a choice.
They should, yes. At least have the choice go back to the classic look. That would be good.
I just want a choice.
We saw Unicorn City, like I said, and I'm so excited. Something is happening tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Why are you excited?
I'm vibrating with excitement. Mm. Tomb Raider is coming out tomorrow. The new Tomb Raider.
And
I have to work tomorrow. Boo. But I'm going to play when I get home.
Yay. So Renee's birthday is coming up.
It is.
And Renee absolutely loves Tomb Raider.
Favorite franchise ever.
Right. Even more so than Final Fantasy, I would say.
Yes, it ekes out Final Fantasy, even though that's really up there.
And so the new Tomb Raider that's coming out is the prequel to the first.
Because it's the beginning. You know how I love that.
Right. It is the beginning.
I love that.
And... they had a collector's edition that came with an awesome Lara Croft statue.
I saw it and I was like, somehow I'm going to have to get that.
And there's a version of her in the bathing suit that I'm getting.
It is not.
But,
it's like a teenager in this one too.
No, she's not. She's never a teenager. She's always legal.
She's always legal.
Lara Croft is always legal. She's never below the illegal age. I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah, all right. So I'll be happy to have my statue up there on the bookcase.
Right.
With Thor and Serenity and Storm.
Yep.
So.
And so I'm excited. I'm excited for you. But so Renee wanted this for her birthday, and that's what, you know, I decided to get her.
So from the hours of 5 until 11, you know where you can find me.
Right. So I would not bother her. I take the dog out.
So sweet.
I may come up there and watch.
Okay.
Or I may come back in the back and do some LFR.
That'll work too. Speaking of LFR.
Yep.
The patch for WoW is coming out tomorrow. The Thunder King patch, WoW 5.2.
5.2.
It's finally here, and there's a lot of content. Something that directly affects me, like, immediately, they're doing changes to battle pets, good and bad.
Right, okay.
If you leave your pet battle before it's over, you will get a slight penalty by having damage done to your pets.
Okay.
But... the pet will not despawn. So if this is one where you're getting your butt kicked, but you still want to try to get it, it'll still be there.
Okay.
If you DC, the pet won't despawn. So there's a couple things that they fixed, but the leaving and getting a penalty is not good with me because I leave all the time.
Right.
Because I'm trying to get that one rare or that one whatever. So I'll be having to play stuff through, which is going to really suck. So, but
Or you can leave them for me to... to get.
I think I'm excited about the new LFRs that are going to be going.
Yeah, I'm pretty, and I like what WoW did this last cinematic. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Now, we all know the guys at Blizzard, they do great cinematics.
Wonderful cinematics.
Wonderful cinematics. That's like so great that they should do a movie. But I absolutely enjoyed what they did with this last one. They didn't go with the whole cinematic gimmick.
Mm-mm.
They did actual game characters, actual game animations to do the cinematic for the show, which pretty much was, people was like panda poems, you know, a panda poem.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No, not panda porn.
That's what
come on now.
That's what it sounded like. I was like, What is he talking about?
I didn't say panda porn.
You just did just now.
I know. It's the second time I said it. I said panda poem. Poem.
Poem.
Poem.
Poem. Poem.
See, okay, so here it is, somebody from the country.
Right.
I say boiled eggs.
Not boiled?
Instead of boiled eggs.
And like old.
Oh,
for,
say,
for like oil.
I need some oil.
Oil.
I need some oil.
Oil.
And what's the other thing? Boiled
iron.
Eggs.
Iron.
Iron.
Iron. Iron.
Poem.
Iron poem bowl.
Poem. Iron poem bowl. Sound like.
But it's okay. It's cute. It's cute.
So.
But so yeah. So panda poem.
So forgive me, my non-country folk and my folks in Canada and everywhere else, with my country dialect.
And I'm excited because a lot of my friends are getting back into WoW again, and I really need to get back in there and play with them. So,
yep.
Yay.
Yep. So with that, we're going to jump right into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh, food. But not just food. We have a weight loss update.
Yep. And before we start.
Yes.
The awesome music you're going to hear in the background is from John Anilio. JohnAnilio.com. I want to thank him for allowing us to use his music on the show. And we'll talk about our intro and outro after all of this. So, first up, our weight loss. I lost 1.8 pounds this past week for a total of 87.4 pounds.
Awesome. It's almost 90.
It is.
Getting there.
It is.
And I lost a total of 1.4 pounds.
All right.
Bringing my total to 83.2.
And you're getting really close to your goal.
I'm getting
you?
So close. I should reach it in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So.
Yep.
Should, if I don't, you know, go back up.
Right.
Which, you know, could happen.
No, you've been a maintain era.
The total is 3.2, and our grand total for 35 weeks of weight loss is 170.6 pounds.
So, because I want to do this on the fly, because you know how I am. So, 170.6 pounds for 35 weeks, that's an average of 4.8 pounds a week.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Yeah. So that's about on mark with us using the Lose It app. So I mean, but half that between both of us.
Yeah.
This that's like 2 pounds, you know, 2.4 pounds, and that's kind of what we were trying to do, with the with it and everything. So I'm excited, and I'm glad you're getting close to your goal and everything, you know.
And
I have to admit, you know, we talked about this a little bit. I was kind of worried a little bit that I feel like I had to change my game, you know, with the weight loss and everything, because it's like you're at your goal,
right?
And I still have, you know, another year and a month out,
and I'm still gonna be with you.
I know,
every step of the way. Don't feel like you need to hasten your weight loss.
I know.
So, you know, to say, hey, I'm with you. No, I'm right. with you now.
I know, babe.
And we have some more good news. The frog pants total.
Oh, man. Renee did it.
Mm-hmm. Renee did it. For the Nerdtacular 2013 Weight Loss Challenge, we have lost a total of 2,727.3 pounds for 239 people. That's 11.4 pounds per person.
Right.
Great job, guys. So excited. I wonder if we can hit 3,000. Probably not before Nerdtacular. That's a long time.
That's
a lot. That's a lot.
It would be awesome if we did, but if we don't, I mean, when we started the group, my only goal was say, can we lose 1,000 pounds by Nerdtacular?
And we're almost, you know, at 3.
I had no idea that we would have so many people joining. I mean, I remember when we only had like 30 people in there.
Yeah, and I thought that was it.
Right.
I thought we were any more. We have over 300 people in the group itself.
In the group itself, and then in the challenge we have 239.
Yeah,
so.
Which is fine, because some people might not want people to see their weight loss and all that, and so I totally understand.
Right, right, right.
So. And we have a special treat for y'all.
Yep, so much thanks. Many thanks go to Lita Wow.
Many, many, many thanks.
She lives in the Down Under. And
I come from a land down under.
And she sent us an awesome box.
Like a box full of goodies.
Full of goodies.
Australian goodies.
From Australia.
That I had never heard of. So.
So today we have the Carmella Koala.
Caramello Koala.
Caramello Koala.
I already opened it so it wouldn't be so loud. But I have a feeling this is just gonna taste like a caramello.
Right.
So it's chocolate and caramel. You can't go wrong with those. So, Jay, you can go first.
Okay.
And Jay's gonna try it out. I'm tempted to lick my finger that I stuck in the caramel already, but I'm gonna wait my turn like a good little girl. We will accept food from other countries. And other places. So if you want to send some local things to us, I will definitely try them out. Jay, how is it?
It's really good.
It sticks to your teeth or something. I can tell. It's like
it does. And this is a Cadbury Caramello Koala.
And I'm sure they make the regular Caramello. Probably.
And so I'm sitting here reading it. Dairy milk chocolate. With smooth flowing caramel. Which it did.
It flowed smooth.
So go ahead and eat that. This is by the Cadbury Company. It contains milk, wheat glucose syrup, soya, and may contain traces of nuts. It's odd because there is a different taste.
Between this, yeah.
Now we have the same kind, right? Yes, it is sweeter.
It's definitely sweeter. The chocolate is sweeter and a little richer. More milk chocolate.
Right.
It's more milky, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very rich. It's good, but it made my throat kind of seize up. It's so sweet. It's really good.
And also, because we have an expert here that's married to someone that's in England.
Yes.
Butt Lady told us that Cadbury makes most of the chocolate in England, and that it is usually sweeter. Yeah. So yes, Danielle, it is very good. And do we have any more?
No, she sent us two: one for you, one for me.
So
we can save this and I eat it because I know how she is about her chocolate.
So Danielle, we will put this in
the freezer,
or
on the table,
a lock and lock. We're putting a lock and lot, and we will save you some. So
she said we're on our way over right now.
Okay. If you want to come right over after the show, that's fine as well.
You can do that. That was sweet.
Yeah, it's really sweet. I really want to eat it, the rest of it, but I'm going to save it.
But, yeah. Thank you, Lita. It's awesome.
Thank you so much. And we have, like Renee said, we'll try
anything.
Don't
be gross.
Don't be gross.
Like, you know don't send donkey balls. Okay.
Right.
You know, be reasonable.
I mean, if you send donkey balls, at least tell us how we're supposed to cook them.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Donkeys don't have balls, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's mules I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be mules. So,
so for the next few weeks, we have like a box full of Australian type treats.
It's going to be Australian for a bit. But we'll tell you at the end of the show how you can send us stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
And we went to a new restaurant today.
Yep.
That was recommended by our good friend Ashley.
Yep.
Who has a blog called Ashley Eats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's AP Crafters.
We did. So we went there today and also the other reason we went, I will say, is because while we were visiting the Butts, mm-hmm. Kendra herself said that this is one of her favorite places to eat when she comes down to Louisville. So Kendra has great taste and so does Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying Ashley doesn't, but that was the... I guess that was the thing that pushed me over the edge.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
It was. So we got... Because have to understand. If you don't know yet, today is our splurge day.
Yeah. Mondays is
when quote-unquote splurge day. We don't go over most of the time.
But we definitely eat more than we usually do.
So we got the pretzel and beer cheese.
Oh, my goodness. I'll talk about it in a minute.
I got their wings because... They actually grill their wings. They dry rub their wings. They grill them. And they put the sauce and everything on the side. That is my absolute way I love to eat wings, because I don't have to worry about the breading. They don't have to worry about the sauce calories. It's easier for me to count those calories.
And then I got the fish tacos.
And I got the chorizo and pork tacos. Yes.
Okay. So, my favorite. I could have had two of these and no tacos. The freaking pretzel with beer cheese. That, I tasted it. I was like, shut the front door.
Right.
And they're like, they're breadstick texture and consistency with pretzel taste.
Right, exactly. Oh, and it's so not, and like, and you said it, at first I didn't understand what you were saying. You was like, the inside of the pretzel isn't chewy. And I was like, it is chewy, what are you talking about? But then I remember eating pretzels before, mm-hmm. like, and there is that chewy factor where you kind of like chewing.
And the beer cheese is so mild.
Yes.
That it's awesome. Right. Oh, this is the best beer cheese that I've ever had.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
And then the tacos at first. Now, here's the funny part. Mm-hmm. So they give you the tacos with the chips on the side, and they give you this little thing of salsa. It's probably like this little.
It's tiny.
This little container.
They give
I have
you like a
here.
Whole bunch of chips and this tiny thing of salsa.
And you have three tacos, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? Can I get some more salsa?
So we asked for more.
We asked for more. And he brings out another little tiny
thing of salsa.
For us to share. And I'm like, but then I think I know what it is. Because one of the appetizers is chips and salsa.
Right.
So I guess they don't want people saying,
okay,
you know,
I get chips and salsa. And
I get chips. Well, I get chips with my meal. Mm-hmm. And then I get salsa on the side. So I'll eat my chips and my salsa. And then I take my meal home. So, I don't know.
But anyway, it was good. I liked my appetizer better than my dinner. I couldn't eat all my tacos because I was too full. But, yeah, so I think we'll be going back because I went there. One of the reasons I really went there was because they have a bourbon bread pudding.
Right.
And I love bread pudding.
Right.
And I mentioned it to Jay as the server was getting our drinks, and he said, let me stop you right there.
He's like, oh, I heard you talking about bourbon bread pudding.
Let me stop you right there.
Let me tell you something.
My heart dropped because I knew what it was.
Right. And he said, we sold out of the bourbon bread pudding yesterday. We're making it, and it's going to be two more hours before we have it. And
see, on the outside, I was calm.
You were
on the inside, I was like, two MFing hours? Really?
How do you not have dessert? How do you sell out of it?
That's what I said internally.
Yeah.
It's really rude to say it externally.
Right, right.
But so now we have to go back.
Right.
To get some bread.
So here's my thing. For you remember when we went to Mitchell's Seafood?
I do.
For our anniversary?
I do.
Because I wanted their lava cake. The Java lava cake that they have, right? Mm-hmm. And we went, and we had that meal, and the fish was good.
The seafood was great,
but that is not why I went.
Nope.
I went so that I could get the Java lava cake.
Yep.
So they come to the table, and they say, hello, good sir. Would did you say room for dessert?
I love when they say that.
I said, oh, yes, I did. And I don't need a menu.
He said it just like that. I'm not even kidding.
And I said, I don't even need a menu. I want your Java lava cake.
He was excited.
And
he said it.
I said it with a smile and everything. And the lady was like, I'm sorry, sir. We don't carry that anymore.
Jay's.
I almost cried. I looked at Renee like, Renee. And I actually said this to the lady. Mm-hmm. I said, she was like, well, do you want our shark cake? And I was like, actually, can you give me a couple of minutes? Because I need a couple of minutes. And she didn't know the minutes I was asking for. It wasn't to figure out what I wanted.
It was to recover.
It was for me to recover.
Right.
And shark. I said shark cake dog
not,
on it.
Not shark cake. Thank you, Kendra, for bringing color to our show.
So what we did, I'll even go ahead and say it. We looked up to a number for the closest seafood place.
We did.
Which was in Cincinnati. And while she was gone, we called and said, do you guys carry The Java Lava Cake.
So we called the closest other Mitchell's Fish Market to ask them if they carried it, because we were going to go up there.
Right.
Seriously.
And they were like, no, nah, we got rid of that, you know, this past summer. And I was like, And I was like, so the lady comes back. I got the phone. Lady comes back. And I was like, okay, let me get the shark cake.
It's like a chocolate cake.
It's like a chocolate cake with some ice cream and a chocolate piece on the top. It's like a shark fin. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me get it to go because I didn't want to eat it at the...
Oh, it was crazy.
I didn't want to eat it at Mitchell's because if it wasn't good, I didn't want my reaction to be what it was. Mm-hmm. So we brought it home. Now, this is our first year anniversary.
Yeah.
So...
Year number one.
No, number one. So, and this is why, damn it, we won't do anything fancy, like fancier.
No fancier stuff.
No fancier stuff, you know, on anniversary days. We will, but I'm going to be careful. Mm-hmm. So, came home, and we ate it, and I was like, meh. You know, I wasn't too pleased with it, so.
Yeah.
So that's another diversion that I just took us down.
It's lovely. It's craziness from bourbon bread pudding to Java Lava cake to shark.
So if you're in Louisville, let the butts tell you and let Ashley tell you, AP Crafters is the place to go.
It's the bomb.
It's great. It's the bomb. And let the Valentines tell you. It's great. Yep. So and then yesterday, I had picked up some short ribs earlier last week, and I decided to find a recipe to cook them in a crock pot. So I made crock pot beef ribs. So I made a dry rub, and I rubbed the ribs down and all that other stuff and cooked them in the crock pot for 7 hours. And we had them yesterday. Mm-hmm. They turned out pretty good.
Yeah, Jay makes a great dry rub.
Right. So what I'm going to do, I think for you, and probably your mom. Mm-hmm. If I make it for the family, I'm going to cut back on the cayenne pepper.
Yeah. It'd be a little spicy for them. It was slightly... Right. It was almost too spicy for me. Almost. Right. So I know my mom would hate it.
Right. So... But yeah. And then you made an awesome recipe.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to make cube steak. Because I haven't had cube steak in forever. My mom always made it and what have you. But I wanted to try it. And every cube steak I've had is the same old cube steak. You know, you have it in the gravy type thing and everything. So I wanted to do something different. So I came across a mushroom and tomato cube steak recipe. Mm-hmm. So I made it and it turned out pretty darn good.
Yeah, it did.
It was very mushroomy and tomatoey and it was really good. So step outside the box every now and then, guys. Try a new way to cook things that you didn't grow up with. You might be surprised. So yay for that. Look, two awesome wins this week for food.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And as we end this little segment with John Anilio, we'll be going right into some odds and ends. All right, so birthdays this week. We have birthdays. So I have my college room, not my college roommate, but my real close college friend, mm-hmm. Ernest, Danielle, and the Crocker family, and Demetrius, and all you all. You may know Ernest. We talked about him at our last Sunday dinner.
And not Ernest from Vern and Ernest.
Not from Vern and Ernest. And if you need a reminder, it's about the one that made everybody go, what? And when when Mr. Crocker was looking across the table like, you did what?
Yeah. young people, go ask your mom, dad, aunts, uncles.
Yeah.
Maybe grandparents, depending on how old your mom is.
Right. So his birthday is Wednesday, so I want to wish him a happy birthday. Keep your head up, brother. And then also on Sunday, whose birthday is on Sunday?
Sunday, it is Nikki's birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday. Yep. We've known her for a long, long time from WOW.
We did.
And she's a fellow AIE member, mm-hmm. and she's a wonderful person.
Yep, and she's not far from us.
No, she's in Tennessee.
Yep, so. And so happy birthday to you. I was kind of hoping that you would have been here.
So we could sing to
so
you.
So we could sing to you, because sometimes you do show up.
Yes, Everyone who comes in on their birthday,
but
gets,
you know what? Because we know she's there. We'll just say happy birthday, dear Nikki.
Okay.
Right. Happy birthday.
Oh, I thought you said we were just doing the last part.
Oh, what? Which one? Okay. Let's do that. Happy birthday dear Nikki. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Look at us cheating.
Yep. Well, she gets the tail end.
A little tail end.
Yep. And then also this week, the Nerdtacular 2013 Kickstarter kicked off.
Yes.
And within 4 hours. It had already
exceeded his goal.
It was
20, was it 27,500?
Nope, it was 12,500.
Oh, sorry.
12,500 was the goal.
12,500 was the goal. 12,500.
Oh, so it was 2 hours. I haven't listened. So it was 2 hours that it.
Oh, wow.
You know, but I know it was quick, and I know we was within there, so. We helped.
Yeah, as soon as we heard about Nerdtacular Kickstarter, we go. And for those of y'all who don't know, Nerdtacular is a geek conference social time that we have out in Utah every year.
Right.
And yeah. Lily and Sophie, good night, guys.
Good night.
Y'all awesome.
Sleep well, ladies.
and so this is our event every year.
Right.
This is what we do. So we immediately put in and bought our tickets.
Right, we did. And so the whole debate's been kind of around what we're going to do, you know, as far as rooms. So we're going to stay there at the lodge or the cliff or whichever. And we're trying to figure out which room to get. You know, there's the hotel light room, and then there's this other room that has like a kitchen, mm-hmm. but it has two Murphy beds.
And Jay didn't know what a Murphy bed was, and I didn't either.
Yeah, so it's a wall bed, and apparently, you know, and then I started worrying, okay, what kind of mattress do these Murphy beds have? You know, and so I called and everything, and they said they have regular queen size mattresses in them. Some of them even have box springs. They just, you know, fold up into, you know,
the wall.
Up into the wall.
Very space efficient.
Yep. Very space efficient. I like that. so yeah. And then also, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the, I'm going to have to probably redo this.
We're going to have to redo it with your
voice. I'll do it with my voice. But this is going to be the pick of the week.
We're changing.
Podcast of the week.
So I'm going to have to change that because our good friend, Kim Price.
Wonderful Kim Price.
Kimali. She's so awesome. She's so wonderful, and we love her so much. She started a website that is called Zombinista. That's www.zombinista.
I linked that in the chat room for y'all.
And this is a zombie hunter's beauty guide.
I don't think it's a zombie hunter. Just how to look beautiful.
Well, the first post said, why a zombie hunter's beauty guide?
Okay, well, I'm wrong.
And she said, while it's true, this guide is focused on women. Is really for anyone who wants to look great while smashing in zombie heads. Women do not have the market cornered on fabulous. There are so many drag queens that would put real women to shame.
That's true. I know there's some drag queens that'll make up me under the table. Right. So
the zombie invasion is going to be gruesome, to say the least. Bringing a little beauty back into the world would be good for everyone. When you feel beautiful, you have more confidence in yourself. How good does it feel to have a really good hair day? Or when you slip one of those perfect jeans that hug your bottom like a second skin? Oh, Lord.
I can attest to that.
Woo. Mm.
S- second skin jeans. I actually need some of those because I don't have any more.
You do need some. I would absolutely.
I used to have some.
I would absolutely love for you to have some second skin jeans.
That'd be a great freaking name for a jean company, by the way.
You should see if there is one.
I'm not going to create one. So,
I know you hear the music, but we're just kind of wrapping up and doing some business here. But check out Kim's website. It's Zombinista. That's ZOMBINISTA.com. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're on Google Plus. And I absolutely love the post that she's doing out there.
Yeah, they're so cute. Now, yeah, it's great.
I have to admit, in one of her posts where she's putting the outfit together, where she has the World War II backpack, the vintage style, heavy-duty canvas backpack.
You want that.
That was one of the backpacks I was about to pick up for myself.
You should do it because if a zombie apocalypse comes, you'll be in style.
But it's for women.
Oh, is there something on there that says, I'm for women? Mm-hmm. Well, then who the heck is going to know?
Well, if they listen to the show, they'll know.
Anyway, so... if you want to contact us, want to send us some food, want to just say hi, want to complain, that you can send all those to Jay. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
Right.
And to see our show notes and recipes and videos, you can see our blog at valentinecast.com. And our Twitter feed, which has our show times, stops and starts, and various comments. It is Valentine Cast.
Yep. And if you want to call us, which no one really wants to call us, they can do so at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast unless you want to watch us live. Right now at 7:30, you can do that at twitch.tv/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And Renee's Twitter feed is?
The Ice Flow.
T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. Want to say a huge thank you for John Anilio for allowing us to use his music that you can find at johnanilio.com. Pay what you want. I'm out there. He does great music. We use his music during our food segment. And then also our outro and intro is provided to us by Pretty Lights Music. You can see them at prettylightsmusic.com. Also, another great guy. Pay what you like to get their albums. If you like the jams, if you like the acoustic guitar, hey, that's where you go. Oh, I forgot about Famous Black Irishman.
Oh, you found some.
I found someone.
There are Black Irishmen?
There's a Black Irishman that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
His name is Phil Lynott.
Okay.
He is the lead singer and guitarist for Thin Lizzy.
No.
Who did The Boys Are Back in Town.
What?
Yep.
Is he like light skin? Like
yeah, he's light skin. He has big old fro and everything.
Is he like a quarter black, or is he like for real black? I'm not saying if you're quarter black, you're not for real black. Y'all know what I'm saying, because I didn't think they had any black people in Ireland. Just putting it out.
Well, okay, he's not originally from Ireland.
Oh well, but that's not a black Irishman.
He was born He was born in West Bromont, which is in England, and christened at St. Edward's
Church.
So
he's English.
But he moved. He's Afro-Brazilian, okay? You're not going to find someone that's born straight in Ireland.
Why not?
Black. Because there ain't no black people there. So they're going to have to come that way somehow.
I love that black people don't stay. They move out when they have kids.
And quit being that person trying to take that black man away.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.